This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, as Wendy mentioned, that unexpected bump in fourth quarter economic growth reflects, among other things, more consumer spending on both goods and services. Some of the things we bought more of in the last 3 months of 2023, hotel stays, meals out, and software. So we sent Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes off to see how business has been going at a hotel and a restaurant and a shop that sells video games.
Canton Games in Baltimore sells vintage video game consoles and cartridges. Ophelia Hayes works there and says lots of customers, including her, are drawn to the games they played when they were kids. Her favorite is Super Mario World.
You could play like the first bar of music from that and I will be like instantly just enamored.
Hayes says most video games run for between $10 and $20. Some rare ones can go for closer to $100. She says people have been stocking up in the cold weather. And in the hierarchy of needs, software, like video games, can meet a pretty important one.
Once you have your basic necessities filled, I think one of the first things I go to is, what am I going to do that's fun?
A few blocks south, right by the harbor, Cooper's Tavern features 8 different kinds of burgers, starting at $15. The general manager, whose name is actually Colin Burger, says snow and cold weather have been bringing people to the pub.
So that obviously drives business to places where the atmosphere is warm and inviting and there's a fireplace.
Across the street, the Sagamore Pendry Baltimore is a luxury hotel built out on a pier.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Sagamore Pendry Baltimore.
On a tour, hotel manager Amanda Santiago points out a vending machine for champagne.
She only takes tokens, so you can buy them from the front desk. It's $25 for a split, but she stays open all day and all night.
Santiago says in high season, rooms start at around $500 a night. Lots of people come for the pool and the drinks. But in fall of 2023, the hotel finally saw the return of business travelers.
That Monday through Thursday, like corporate traveler, is absolutely a pillar of our business success.
Santiago says this year has been going well so far because another local business is doing well. People have been coming to see the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.